This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking today with Justine Toe.
Hello.
Hi, Justine. After years of searching for the mastermind of a bunch of terrorist attacks, most notably the September 11 attacks in America, Osama bin Laden was finally tracked down and killed by American forces recently, 10 years after 9/11. Mm. It was a long search, and plenty of people perhaps thought he'd never be found, but we all know now that the operation brought about his swift and, let's be honest, brutal end. Justine, you've done a lot of thinking about the impact of September 11 on America. This was a big story for the US, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was unthinkable that the mainland US could be attacked and assaulted, you know, on its own territory, really. And also there was this sense that the heart of America was assaulted, its decency, its values, its freedom, etc. And so therefore this inspired the determination and sense of justification in getting Osama bin Laden back. You know, this idea of finding him and bringing him to justice.
Plenty of people have commented, though, on the spectacle of Americans dancing in the streets and in response to the news of the death of bin Laden. So the anthem, crowds of people singing the anthem outside the White House and chants of USA, USA, and placards and celebrations among New Yorkers and so on. It was a sort of a sense of jubilation. Some people have said this isn't a great look.
The easiest way we can think of this is, you know, how do Westerners feel when they see images of maybe Middle Eastern people or Arabic-looking people celebrating at the death of Americans overseas?
It's understandable, though, isn't it? People who've lost someone to this sort of senseless violence can rightly feel some satisfaction that this person has been gotten out of the way now for their crimes. Susan Jacoby, who argues in her book Wild Justice, that revenge stems from a need to restore something that's missing. And she thinks it's natural and sort of a self-satisfying thing. The law professor Jeffrey Murphy says this about revenge. Most typical, decent, mentally healthy people have a kind of common sense approval of some righteous hatred and revenge.
Well, it is understandable. I mean, people were rightly outraged at what bin Laden orchestrated. I mean, like, you know, the Twin Towers came down, 3,000 people lost their lives, not just Americans, but people all around the world. So it might be right to feel relief that he's now, you know, been killed, basically. The feeling of jubilation at his demise, then, we can see as a kind of like a human response to what he did. However, my concern is it ever right, and can we be comfortable with gloating over the death of a human being? So some commentators have suggested that something more sober might have been more appropriate, maybe remembering the dead and the damaged, or mourning over this world that's, you know, so torn apart by hate and injustice. Maybe that would have been more appropriate.
I know people have been quoting Proverbs 24, for instance, that says, "Don't gloat when your enemy falls."
Yeah.
And of course, Jesus takes this a step further, calling people to love their enemies.
It's radical.
It's radical. Not easy to do, but it seems that he meant this. Now, God's justice, of course, isn't removed from that picture when we talk about loving of enemies, and it remains right and proper to bring people to account for wrongdoing. Certainly, Osama bin Laden deserves to be brought to justice.
Well, this is the question, right? I mean, do you think we saw justice served?
Well, that's how the president described it. Justice has been achieved, and we often talk like that in these situations. Mm. And a few weeks ago, you and I talked about the film True Grit.
Yeah, I remember.
That Western, which has the murder of a daughter's father and then her sort of search for revenge for that. And it's that kind of Old Testament type of justice, an eye for an eye, that sort of stuff. And we really saw that with the bin Laden episode. He wasn't brought to trial like most criminals are. He was hunted down and killed. And in a way, I suppose I sort of feel like in any sense, the sort of justice that was achieved here is really only partial and deeply inadequate. 3,000 people killed in September 11, scores more in earlier attacks. Is it really justice? I mean, he's been killed, but it doesn't really bring any of those people back. You often hear people say who've lost people, "Well, I'm glad he's dead, but, you know, it didn't bring back my wife or my mum or whatever it might be." And I guess it reminds me that the only real hope of ultimate justice in that type of way comes from the promise of God's judgment. We often don't like to think of God's judgment, but in this sense, it's good news. The Bible paints a picture of a God that takes justice really seriously, that he says it will come eventually. and that people can rest in that, it's sure of it. So perhaps a more measured approach to the end of an enemy's life might be in order, as well as mourning for those lost, but mourning in a way where you have a hope that their cause and, I guess, their victimhood will not ultimately be forgotten.
Yeah, and that one day God will restore the world to right.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.